Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Words of Wisdom Wednesday, where we kind of pick a word and just kind of go through it and get four or five scriptures to tell you what God says about it. I've done this for years when I had the kids at home. I get a 3x5 card and every week find a word. You know, usually it was something they were dealing with, boyfriend, girlfriend, trying to make a ball team, trying to pass a class, trying to get into college. So we started saying what God said. So this is real good. We live as a believer, we're on an alien planet. Satan is the temporary legal god of this planet, but he's not our God. We came out of the kingdom of darkness, and we're now in the kingdom of God's dear son. We're behind enemy lines. We're like special forces. But we have on the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the spirit. We've been armored to live in this economy and to be blessed in this economy. So it's about financial security. We live in two economies. This is Luke chapter 12, verse 22. Then Jesus said to the disciples, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you're going to eat, about your body, what you're going to wear. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Jesus said, quit worrying about the money. Quit worrying about the economy. Quit reading that stuff. Quit feeding on that stuff. I will supply all your need. He promised. Then Luke chapter 12, verse 27, Jesus went on to say, consider how the lilies grow. They don't labor. They don't spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? Do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after such things. But your Father knows what you have need of. But seek his kingdom, and all these things will be given to you as well. What things? Your food, your clothing, your house. Seek first the kingdom of God. Keep your priorities right. What's your first priority? God. You get up in the morning. I remember having an old preacher one time said, great preacher from Australia, said he'd get up every morning. First thing he did when his feet hit the floor, he'd spend the first 5 minutes of every morning thanking God. See, I'd do a little dance beside my bed with all the morning breath I could muster. And I just sit there and dance a little bit and twirl around and start thanking God, because God enters praise. People say, well, I don't feel God. It's not felt. It's God said he will enter praise. He goes where he gets thanked. God goes where he gets thanked. When's the last time you thank God? Well, you got to start thanking him, because, man, it turns out really, really good. I like this, Psalms 37, verse 25. I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God said he'll supply all my need. What do you need today? Well, God said he'd supply it. Well, I don't see it. Well, start thanking him for it. You know, God inhabits praise. The thanksgiving's got to come first before you see it. It's called the sacrifice of praise. You do it when you don't feel like it. You do it when you don't see it. The sacrifice of praise, you start thanking God, things start to happen. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Was God going to supply your need? Well, no, God's not going to supply my need. He's going to exceedingly abundantly above all supply my need. God's going to supply my need exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. I don't care what you've asked, what you're thinking, God's going to do exceeding abundantly above everything you ask or think. So whatever, however big you think you can think, however big you think you can ask, God's going to do exceeding abundantly above all, because God wants to bless. So in the economies we're living in, we're beating on the news. I told my wife, Angel, now years ago, we shut the news off. We just don't watch it. There's no good news. Good news doesn't sell. Bad news sells. Even the good stations, even the conservative stations, they're going to report about all the nastiness happening. Well, we just had a war broke out here. We've had some bad news happen. Stay tuned after this commercial. We'll be right back and report the new bad news. And people feed on it. And then when I worked on church staff for those 12 years, I'd go in early in the morning, get me a cup of coffee, go to my office. And I'd meet other Christians on the church staff that would come in the morning and say, hey, did you see the news this morning? No, I don't watch the news in the morning. I get up, thank God for a little bit, shaved, bathed, came down, had some breakfast, hugged my kids, kissed my wife when I came to church. I don't feed on stupid in the morning. Well, get me a chapter, get me a verse, read me a scripture, meditate on that, share it with somebody, and get my life right in order. So get yourself lined up. You got to think right, do right, pray right, sing right, say right. Don't feed on the goofy stuff. So guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, God said. So we live in a great time. We live in the greatest moment of human history. So let's make the most of it. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.